The Barry season has come to a close with a 5-3 loss in Game 3 of the Best of 3 East Division Final to the Moose Jaw Miller Express. I'm joined by Steve Hildebrand, who is the president of the expansion Saskatoon Barrys. And I know nobody ever likes to be in this situation talking about the season ending right after it ends, but I thought it would be a good idea to have you on just to chat about all the positivity that came out of this expansion season for this franchise.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, obviously, a great run here in the playoffs. Joe and his staff did an unbelievable job this year, and you know, couldn't be prouder of the players and everyone involved with it. And you know, I think everyone had a great time here at the park this year, and here we are, and we'll be back and ready to go next year.
0-5 to start the year, and didn't matter. The folks wanted to come out. They hadn't seen baseball of this level in several years, and so it just didn't matter. It seemed like they were just here to have a good time, and if the team won, hey, bonus, and it really turned out that way.
Yeah, and I hope they've learned, you know, at the start of the year, it's you're still waiting for guys to come, and, you know, I think we got off to a slow start, but, you know, felt really comfortable where we're at. I remember we were 2-8 and still felt really comfortable where we're at, and obviously we ended the season strong and played well going down the stretch, and again, you know, had a good run, looking to improve on a great year this year.
The ballpark itself, I mean, I remember being the broadcaster for the Saskatoon Legends 21 years ago. This ballpark was a lot different look. It did not have the kind of ambience that this and this intimate feeling that this one has. I think you have to be really proud of what you've been able to create here for the fans.
Yeah, and you know, again, a ton of credit goes out to our staff who, you know, produced a good game day, and you know, with the renovations that we had and everything that we've done, and the field looked great, and you know, it was a great year. It was awesome and exceeded expectations, and you know, we're excited about next year and ready. And you know, obviously it sucks tonight, but you know, we're going to regroup and get ready to go.
The embracing of the players to the community and the community to the players, especially the kids from America. I mean, Ethan Menard, if he was to stick around, could probably run for mayor in this city.
Yeah. You know, Nardo's been great for us this year. And I think overall, all the guys have done a great job in the community. Joe's done a wonderful job getting him in the community. You know, even our rally cap program that we started this year, you know, with Saskatoon Minor Baseball, everyone from Saskatoon Minor Baseball. There's just so many positives in the season. And, you know, again, we're going to build off that and keep going.
You wear a lot of caps, pun intended. There's hockey coming up soon. There'll be lacrosse coming up soon. How do you maintain the momentum for baseball, though, through the winter and go into year two next year?
I think the excitement of what we did this year and everyone, you know, being excited about what we've done and, again, building off that. And I don't, you know, I don't see us going backwards. And, you know, our mandate is to be in the playoffs every year. I expect that. Our organization expects that. I know Joe expects that. And we're going to be right back here.
Hilty, thanks so much for this. My opportunity to be involved is a lot of fun, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Les, for everything this year. Really appreciate it.